I've been looking at the dimly lit screen of my computer for minutes on end, not knowing exactly what to say. How do I tell my entire English class I have a mental illness? I've known most of these people since One Direction debuted. Miss you, my kings. Point is, it's gonna feel weird having to see these people's reactions to me saying I've been diagnosed with depression for years. Yet I shouldn't feel weird about it because I know I'm not alone. Depression affects over 14.6 million people in America alone. I think my biggest qualm with this project would most likely be the embarrassment of hearing my own voice or having to face everyone again after they all hear about how I'm about one bad day from ending it all. Just kidding, my biggest worry is definitely hearing my own voice played back to me. Kidding again, I'm honestly okay, there's no need for safety net. I want to say it all started in junior high, but realistically speaking, I experienced symptoms before that. Statistically, 3 million teenagers have been diagnosed with depression and anxiety, with an increase in diagnoses being made, which begs the question, are teenagers getting more depressed, or is it now less stigmatized? I think my real quote-unquote trigger was Zayn leaving One Direction. Eighth grade was one of the worst years of my life. My relationship with my parents was crumbling. Their relationship was no better. My grades were down the drain after being a gifted student for so long. My relationship with those around me was harmful to myself, to say the least. And to top it all off, Zayn said, "That's crazy. Good luck to those still in the band." That's around when everything got worse. I didn't leave my room for days at a time. I rarely spoke. I didn't eat. Not to sound like a corny tweet, but I was alive, but definitely not living. This went on for months. Depression affects everyone differently, but to me it was like a constant anchor weighing me down. I lost motivation. I no longer found joy in things I did prior. I wasn't myself. You couldn't tell by looking at me, but I was a completely different person. Getting better wasn't something that could just be fixed with a dose of whatever antidepressant I chose. Some medication made me suicidal to no end. Some made me gain weight and lose weight sporadically. There is no clear-cut solution for depression. Not every therapist worked for me, just how not every person needs a therapist. This is such a varied disease, there is no exact definition for how it can affect someone, how it manifests, the toll it takes, or how to sever its ties. It's trial and trial, time and time again, until you stop coming to an error. Many people never find something that works for them until years later, if they can even afford it, as it is oh so expensive. Expensive like you wouldn't believe. There is no reason as to why medication that stops someone from killing themselves should be upwards of $100 a month. That being said, medication isn't some magic pill that you take and suddenly you've never been depressed in your life. It just makes one forget about the pain for a while, numbs the feeling, if anything. The hardest part about all this was telling my mom. I didn't want her thinking she failed as a mother, that this in any way, shape, or form was her fault. It's a chemical imbalance in the brain, nothing she or I could have done about it. Lucky for me, she was extremely supportive and did whatever she could to help. Others don't have that kind of luxury. The stigma around depression is probably the most dangerous thing about depression. Hearing things like, you have nothing to be depressed about, and, but you're so happy, you can't be depressed, helps absolutely no one. It would be like if someone came up to you and said, there's no way you broke your arm, you're so strong. Or someone said, why did you get cancer, you're tarnishing your family. Just because it's invisible doesn't mean it's any less deadly. There's also nothing worse than being in a low point, already blaming yourself for everything, and hearing that, so don't be an asshole. As mentioned before, there are various types of depressions and classifications for it, and although none of them are direct on what their guidelines are, there are differentiable factors to take into account when diagnosing someone. Regardless of what you have, you'll be okay. It can never really get worse. You're going to come up winning no matter what it is. I'm so lucky I didn't do something permanent because even though being awake and conscious isn't something I love to do, I'm glad I'm still doing it. Whatever you're going through, as much as you don't believe it, it will pass. You'll look back and be glad you had to go through it. It only ever hurts for so long, and each time you laugh with a friend or go to a concert or hit that sweet, sweet jewel, it'll get better eventually until it's not as bad. This too shall pass.